that the government is actually, it is not the government, but there are various individuals within the government. Mm-hmm. In other words, it is not the entire government. Just like in this country, it is a much more of a dictatorial type government. In America, what is happening is that because these deprogrammers, what they're doing is called lobbying. They go to Congress, they go to the House of Representatives. They have all of their members write letters to their local state senators, to the local House of Representatives. Yes, and then they get these local men to, you know, come together in groups and try to pass laws. So it's not simply that but there is more and more now a feeling amongst the government members towards favorable to the deprogrammers and against the cults on account of the cheating nature of the other cults. So there's definitely, yes, it's definitely, it's the sentiment is definitely against us and for the deprogrammers amongst government leaders. It's not in our favor. There's no doubt about it. The courts are definitely against us, and the government is also. It's serious.
So, what is them doing?
I think we have to do exactly what we are doing.
That be
more vigorously.
That's it. And the Hyderabad report that English education has in fact there are so many. That's not a very good idea.
No.
As soon as they get English education,
they don't leave. So we should not encourage them to go. I think it's different than here.
No, their attention should be in charity. And produce their own food, elephants. And as soon as they get English education, then not as soon as, but not all of them are fit for being educated. It is not possible. Sudra Pratam, they were really educated. Sudra Vaisya. They should learn how to plant, how to produce food. They are thinking otherwise, that plowing is great labor. If we educate our boys in English, they can go to the city immediately by themselves.
Get more money, work less.
Yes. Actually, it is not the position, but they are thinking like that. Everyone wants to work less and get more money. That is Marshall's theory of economic impetus. From Germany also, there is a bad report.
Yeah, Germany, bad report. Argentina. And now Caracas, they're investigating accounts, auditing the accounts.
Why is that against the book?
Because they're not against the books, they're against the money. The huge money that they see the books are getting. They're not even against the books. They're against the process of collecting money. Books, they don't care one way or the other. But the fact that we're collecting so much money, that is surprising.
They think we're just going on the street, begging money and then living nice life.
See, at first, at first they don't take us very seriously.
Mm.
They think, well, a few beggars. But then they start to see one skyscraper.
Four beggars.
Four beggars, right. And then a skyscraper full of beggars. And then they realize how they purchased the skyscraper. These people are collecting a lot of money.
Hmm. We want that necessary without any difficulty and chancery. That they don't say.
Mm-hmm.
We want people to be necessary, working very hard in the factory.
Yes.
They're envious because they're struggling for their own existence and they don't like to see us not struggle.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It'll be yes.
But if we develop this community project on the current.
No, they appreciate this farm project.
Why should I go? I am watching properly.
They like this. They would also, probably they would respect if we did some businesses, some of our members.
We can do money guys there. We have got excess produce. I don't need God then or anything. We can sell them.
That we won't have though.
Hmm?
The kind of businesses we do are not Kishi Goda Shivani Jump. More or less businesses of incense business, jewelry business.
Hmm.
We don't have extra milk products or grains. Not very much.
Hmm. So, what do we have to do generally?
Providing the men do not become contaminated, then there's no harm. Shouldn't, but somehow you once said to me that you Americans are already business-minded. So,
business-minded is not bad, but contamination.
Yes.
If I chant Hare Krishna, do business on you.
See, the trouble is that when you do book distribution, it's easier to chant Hare Krishna.
Mm. That is for black part.
But when you sell jewelry, it's harder to remember Hare Krishna.
Yeah.
And we are not so advanced yet.
Mm-hmm. That is the difference. Otherwise, you can. Hmm. And attracted Hare Krishna by my value.
Anything, yes. I've seen in India many of our members, they're able to do their puja in the morning with an undisturbed mind and then do business.
Yes.
And people be ruthless as anything.
Huh?
They're ruthless as anything during the day and they're very humble in their puja.
Mm-hmm.
But our men, if they're ruthless during the day,
like how I like business.
And you were also doing business during when you
yeah. Up to 1 o'clock. 2 o'clock you were engaged with the puja. My father.
Hmm.
You were going late at 12 o'clock to bed. Then you were going to rise a little late. At all 7, 8. I'm taking bath and purchasing. Then from 10 o'clock to 1 o'clock, you are engaged in puja. Then you take this new lunch and go to business. And then the business far, you are taking a little rest for a while. You come from business at 10 o'clock.
Dragon Puja. Garuda. Actually, his business was puja. For life to go to the same sphere of business.
Yeah.
We are sleeping, all of us, or doing others.
You heard the bell.
Then he would say, dinner, not dinner, some puri or paratha. You are also fond of this puff rice. In the later days, he was simply taking puff rice and milk. Anyway, puja was his main business.
I found that our devotees who engage in business, they become a little spiritually weakened because they're not that advanced yet.
No, then there is some part, there is no doubt. But to do business as a householder, that's not bad.
And practically, the position that our society is coming into now, I think it's actually, we should do it. Because, it will give our society a more balanced appearance. Otherwise they think everyone is beggar. But at least if they see the brahmachari business is begging.
Just like this, Gaudiya Matha.
Yeah.
They have no other way of income, except they. In different way. Now they are taken to this business, Purikama. They are something lumpsum by calling them to Purikama. And they pay, say, 200 rupees out of the 100 rupees they say, minimum. That is their whole year's life.
That is not a good business.
They are. Because they have no books.
One very good business that we are developing in New York is prasadam.
Yes.
That is a respectable business for the Americans.
Yes.
Restaurant and prasadam carts. And we're getting good profit from it.
We can do it anywhere. The same.
Here we're doing
it. And here also. India. Very good, honest.
Yes. And it's very spiritual. There's no contamination in it.
Yes. In Hyderabad, we have got the farm. We can produce ghee and grains and make a restaurant.
In Hyderabad city. Especially the location of our temple is so first class.
Yes.
Center. You know?
We can have very nice center for
restaurant.
And in these cities, they like nice restaurants.
We can compete with people already.
No, he's a street.
Yeah.
He's no restaurant.
There are many hotels.
There is one hotel in our school.
That's a good, that'll be a very popular restaurant, especially prasadam restaurant. And they know it is pure. Because I know I was eating in many restaurants in different cities before you told us that we shouldn't do that. And people go there because there's nowhere else to go, but it's never that clean, nor is it very good. But the office people, they have to eat somewhere.
For money, they used to be. Because that was not a restaurant. Restaurant, in Indian style, they are selling paratha. jail there are many. So go get intensive paratha. They sit down and they supply first class paratha and they eat.
That's not there anymore. In Bombay, the only good restaurant is the Marwari restaurant where they have this dharan system. But there's only one, and it's in Kalpatiti. So hardly anyone will go there anyway. No office people go there. Only the Marwari go there.
No, Bombay, there's something that's good.
But they're very,
That.
Yeah.
That restaurant must be for drinking tea and papaya.
Yeah, and there's a few in the office areas, fourth, where they give you a tali, 1 rupee 50 tali.
Tali?
Tali. They give 4 more puris,
oh,
3 sabjis,
and it's done. Oh.
And a little rice, and half a popper, but it's not very filling and it's not very nice.
That's what that.
No. But yet, it's packed with people. All the office people go there to eat there. And many office people get food brought to them in the office. Also, tiffins. You know, they have that bomb.
That is.
Yeah, it's a big difference.
That didn't come there at all.
That's a big difference. You know.
There is a professional keeping career.
Yeah.
Men, they collect from different houses. And they come by the train and give to the person in the office.
Oh, that's collected from their home?
Sometimes from hotel.
Oh, yeah, from hotel also. Sometimes I see them, huge quantities of tickets.
Bombay and the officers, they more than 50%, they eat in the different cages.
Yes. I think the restaurants make a big part of their business on that tiffin business in Bombay. These other religions, just like Christianity, Judaism, they're accepted by the people and by the government because the people who are part of their religions are very normal in terms of doing business, society, etc. But we are very exceptional in every way. We don't fit into the normal patterns of things. No jobs, no proper dress. Everything's strange to them. Because we don't want their culture. It is so abominable.
Yeah. This is very authentic.
Yeah.
They don't want it.
No.
When
the British came here, they saw people sitting on the floor. They said, oh, uncivilized.
No, the British policy was that if you keep the Hindus as Hindus, it is not impossible to rule over them. That was the policy. Therefore, from the very beginning, childhood, everything India condemned.
So this is the same mentality in America now. They're seeing us just like the Gurukul. They're thinking of Gurukul. Oh, children are getting up early, forced to get up early, forced to eat on the floor, not being given proper diet.
Don't sleep on beds.
Same mentality the British had when they came here.
But in India, there is no difference.
Not at all. Rather, they like our movement. So we should concentrate a lot of our energy here. I think that what you are telling us is perfect, in that now what we have to do is we have to vigorously explain our philosophy.
Yeah.
That's the only way. We have to educate them. If we remain silent now, then we will become squashed. We have to speak positive. Yes, this is why we are righteous, because of the following reason.
And that is good for him.
Yes.
That is good. And I'm very good for us. Very, very good. And they are advertising his kindness. Paul. That is my view from the very beginning. There is nothing for Bhopal. I don't know what else to say. In the beginning I could not understand why you think everyone is Bhopal. Actually, that is why you do not know the value of life.
They are criticizing us because we say every one of them is demons. They don't like that.
But Lal Mara says it is para demon. Asuravat. Prasad one name, Asuravat.
That's
the best of the demons. My dear, best of the demons.
Right. I mean, that's why, just like in that Back to Godhead, there, you can think that the thing is that some of our devotees are becoming a little bit,
influenced.
Yeah, influenced, and they're, a little scared, you know, they're fearful.
And that's when all upset people. That is a
no. That's why it is that the Back to Godhead magazine has been compromised a little. They're fearful. But actually, that magazine is our platform for speaking strongly. I mean, in your Back to Godhead that you were publishing, you were very, very strong.
You become my friend in an hour. The story I'm talking with you, he spoke on yesterday, a student in Sanda, that it was so nice. Full of feeling. I was crying. It's like I could not leave it.
Wow.
Feeling mind quality is digesting.
Every day, with the lunch that we are getting,
very good.
We have chili, we have nimbu achar. And then well, that is also digestive a little. And then at the end we have a pupper, dried pupper.
Very good.
Everything is hot. Come to our restaurant would ordinarily not come because they're just business people from the offices. They come in suits and they eat in our restaurant and they have a very good opinion of our movement.
Yes.
No, all Americans. The Indians don't come to our restaurant. Because the food is not properly spiced. It's not properly made. Actually, I don't like it. It's too bland. But for the American taste, it may be all right. But I think it's not proper. If we have a good cook who learns the cooking from here, then everyone will come.
Mm. Oh, I know.
Yes.
This is too bad.
One of the big points of criticism is that we do not encourage our members to visit and spend time with their parents. And that's, in that way they say we are destroying the family.
Okay, that we want to do.
Actually, we wouldn't mind our members seeing the parents, but the parents are rakshasas. How can we see them? They're so abominable. They're not actually father and mother, as you described.
I don't know.
A number of temples have been trying to hold parents' meetings. So in New York, in Los Angeles, they held one. That was fairly successful for two reasons. One, when they did it, Mukunda was the chief man there. Mukunda's in Los Angeles now. But he didn't speak any philosophy. He just showed off all of the buildings. And another point was that most of the devotees in Los Angeles are married, and they have children, and they have proper apartments. So the meeting was fairly successful. Now in New York, Rubenuga did the speaking, and he spoke the philosophy. Very strong and straightforward for 1 hour. The parents became outraged. In fact, they interrupted him and would not let him finish his lecture. And secondly, in New York, most of the devotees are brahmacharis. But there's no families. We don't have no wives, no children. Means the parents have no grandchildren. They don't like that. So the parents are saying that my boy came here on a Sunday feast, and the next day he called me from Chicago. He was on a bus, traveling on one of your buses. And I have not seen him since the last year and a half. In this way, we're very angry. Very angry. The only way we calmed them down is that we gave them prasadam in the restaurant and then took them into the theater for performance. Then they were placated. Otherwise, they were very angry. They want us to have the children go to their homes with them. And then they want to place them away.
Actually, we have a good reason for not letting them see their parents now, because when the parents call them on the phone and say, I want to see you for 5 minutes, it's so they can kidnap them and deprogram them. That's how they kidnap them. They make them, the parents call and they say, oh, they make some arrangement to meet the child, and it's a trick. They have big chances with them. I can see now my parents weren't so bad after all. I'm thinking I was very unfortunate that they gave birth in a family of non-devotees, but they're not so bad compared to these others.
Jayaprakash's mother is here.
Oh, what does he say?
Oh, she's very nice. She wears sari. She's attending your lectures in the morning. Taking prasadam. She's a very nice woman. He's such a nice son. And it's true, you can see she's very nice. She could be a devotee easily. it might have been. I didn't ever talk to her, but just from the way she carried herself, immediately putting on sari, quite happy to stay here for the time she spent. He said he was going to bring her here one evening to meet her. Achyutananda's mother came in.
She was Buddha?
Yeah. She was very surprised at how big he is.
Huh?
She was very surprised to see how huge he is. Because the last time was 1967.
Hmm.
He was very skinny.
Oh.
His father came when we were in
Hmm?
His father came when we were in Los Angeles.
Hmm.
He was also fit.
Mother?
No, his stepmother.
Oh.
A divorced. The lady that came in was
Wilma.
Everyone is from divorce families. The doctor's mother, my parents, Ramananda's parents.
Hmm.
Ramananda's mother called me. Yeah, we think that they were trying to deprogram Brahmananda.
Mm.
Because the second day that Brahmananda arrived in New York, suddenly his mother called. How could she have gotten news that he was coming to New York? We never told her. But as soon as he arrived in New York, she called him. So we ascertained they are listening to all of our telephone conversations. And they know they are writing. The deprogrammers are writing to all of the devotees' parents in the movement. And they're going and talking to the parents saying, do you know what your son or do you know what your daughter is doing? Are you aware that your daughter's lost all of her free choice? That they're being brainwashed now by this cult? That they're giving them, they're spoiled their whole life. In this way, they tried to pollute the minds of the parents who are innocent. And then they're doing that everywhere, too. In Australia, they're doing the same thing. And they know all of these devotees' parents' names. Because the few devotees who do become deprogrammed, they give them all the names they know. And they have some informers within our temple also.
Mm-hmm.
Have told us that the deprogrammer has contacted them.
Hmm. They're organized.
Oh, they're highly organized. They have regular newsletters.
This combination in your country is called
peace, love, relationship.
Papa is called
Johnson. But you can't buy it nice and fresh. Buy it in a bag, once you say 300 years old, Yeah. Up back. It's not much here.
I've never seen it.
Like this?
In this home.
You can learn how to make up for it. But that is good.
All our friends, isn't
it?
All our friends.
The body has to be cooked once, boiled, and fried, dried, again cooked, again dry. Then you take out the skin and mix with little salt. And half baked, and then put into the pot fat, middle level.
We cannot grow rice in America.
Well, there's no paddy?
No, only place I know is down in Mississippi farm. They're trying
to grow.
But other places it cannot deceive the weather.
Oh.
Zubin Dali's turned into
life cannot be true.
No, Zubar Dali turned into.
From California?
Maybe Florida they can do. Southern America, Southern United States. The weather is more like India. Especially Florida. Florida is very much like India.
That many places like India.
Hawaii they could do.
I like this.
This Mr. Punja, I was talking with him. His suitcase was stolen in Calcutta.
Suitcase stolen?
In Calcutta. There's a big hotel at the airport.
Mm.
And he left his bags there, three bags. When he came back, one of them was gone with all of his wife's jewelry. Hindustan Hotel, I think it's called. Yeah, Hindustan. That big airport hotel. And the way you go down to Mayapur by that road, there's a big hotel near the airport.
I don't know, but maybe.
Anyway, he lodged the complaints at the tea board because he's a big tea importer.
Mm.
So he has connections. So he lodged a complaint at the tea board. But they're so dishonest. Even this is the 5-star hotel. It's a big hotel in Calcutta, one of the 2 or 3 best. And they're so dishonest that as soon as a foreigner comes, they can figure out where the valuables are and they steal it. And most people will let them get away with it. He may not, because he's got so many connections. But it's so dishonest. Even they make an attempt to cultivate tourism and be professional, but spoiled.
Hotels are always on the left. They are but duplicate key.
Even during Sanatana Goswami's time, the hotel keeper.
Hotels should not, you should not go simply like that. Somebody must. Otherwise they are but duplicate key.
They just stole the whole suitcase.
Yes, they have a duplicate key. Okay.
He's wondering about his deities. I told him that the deities are supposed to be ready by Gautama.
Hmm.
you gave that time limit. He wanted to know what the size was, how many. I knew there was Kaliya Krishna, I mean, four Nagapatnas, and Radha Krishna, and Lalita, and Vishaka. And I think I told Gornitai, Guru Gaurava, Gornitai and your deity, and your Guru Maharaj's deity. That makes 13.
So that's the thing.
I think, yes, they were told Ramachandra was supposed to be making a Bhargavas. He seemed to be a good man.
Amazing.
His wife also.
He had misunderstood.
Oh, if I
didn't do it. Oh,
yeah. He was not properly dealt with.
His body is baby. Good. I mean, that one lay. But then, the sickness.
Yogi Bhajan.
He becomes influenced by others very easily. There's no state now. There's no importance of the way you can see.
Why?
Last time I saw him in that one.
She was a very good girl.
But he was
as she joined those
students. Now, he's without white children. So he's responsible. So that is also another complaint. That content is regular in your country. Mm. Nobody takes care of it.
Yeah. Oh, one of the big complaints is about sex life. No sex life. Except for children. Oh, they don't look good. That is very much a complaint on their part. Why you are forbidding sex life?
I'm not forbidding Krishna.
Well, in our Bible it doesn't say that.
Your Bible you get. We have got others. Dharma Bhutanka. Then why you are taking contraceptive yourself? You're killing your sinner, that's very good. Unless she kills sex and she's pregnant, you kill. And are you human being? Or of course, demon.
I saw it. She carried on newspaper. I think Jagatai's mother must have brought it. And there was a page, and there was that two big columns advertising abortion. So many different places you could go.
Everyone knows.
Quick and easy abortion.
Abortion, child kill. That's his life.
No, they're becoming very quickly ruptured.
Because he is well blacker than else than that. They are Christians.
It's really a question of the demons and the devotees, Brahma. This whole issue. It's polarizing both sides. It's nothing else but that. We are not doing anything wrong. Our devotees should not compromise.
No. There's no question.
We're up against demons. You should not think that these people will become satisfied. They're demons. They're not going to be satisfied.
Progress depends on that. In the 16th chapter. Exactly. Of the first sensibility.
Oh, yeah. Chanavidurasara, Natosham Navichasaro, and such temptation with Those who are demoniac do not know what is to be done and what is not to be done.
See, that's right. They do not know the aim of that.
And then what is the aim of it? Anyone does that?
Eat.
Sleep. Sex. They do not.
This is not a password.
We dread actually directed them. Yes.
When I preach in the college, that's the first question I ask them. Not one person can answer it. Never.
Endless play. Endless play, but they will not do everything they will do. Percentage.
And the college never gives the answer to teachers. They
don't they do not know the whole person they do not know what the aim of life. Naturally, the aim of life becomes like an eat, drink, have sex, and have defense. That is the way sense. They're busy but defense. And have time. And eating, but it has to be. And
the religion should be giving this answer.
Religion is always existing.
The Christians know that if I have a movement spread, that's finished.
Never, yeah, let it finish. It's all. Make it.
Oh, yeah.
Let it finish.
That is a cartoon from the Punchline. The big, big church, and the priest in the pulpit, and then there's one lady there. And in the sermon, it said, Mrs. Bennett, you have to give more in a collection. She's the only one there.
I think
she was
going
to
stop by
the tradition of churches in the West.
Yeah, I've been so many amazing churches.
Yeah. Yeah, we're buying those churches.
All the churches are closed.
Just see, they call a meeting of 500 rabbis, all of the leading rabbis, the Jewish leaders in the whole USA. Just to deal with this question of the cult taking our children. Yes, we're the main cult.
Yes, this is the fact they do not know the name of that.
Neither cleanliness, nor proper behavior, nor truth is found in them. Oh, why is it chased?
Really?
They're filthy. That's for sure. They're filthy. They have no idea. When you're in New York, you can see that they smell nasty. They keep on their shoes. You have to tell them that they never wash after eating. Even animals wash. They try to keep them.
And that Kamaprit and Pakistan say together, and Swara. A Paraspara and Bhutan cannot yet come and to come. They say that this world is unreal and that there is no foundation and that there is no God in control. It is produced the sex design and there's no cause of their loss.
Accident. A man or man miss accidentally to become sexually inclined. And there is a sex. That's how much. My God. The accident. How vividly is this thing?
Thousands of years ago, it was compiled with.
Not thousands, millions. There's nothing.
But until you came and gave us this knowledge, we were thinking about that.
And there are so many Gita scholars.
I read the Bhagavad Gita, but I still thought about that.
Gita and Gandhi, they will never say this. No, not. They are meant to say this. No idea. They are treating people with Gita. This is the first time we are presenting all of this reality. Yes?
Itam drishtim namastabhya astat manalpa buddhaya bhavavanti yudhutamana shayaya jabikovita. Following such conclusions, the demoniac who are lost to themselves.
This is their platform. They are called that. Their directives.
And who have no intelligence engage in unbeneficial, horrible works meant to destroy the world.
Periodical war.
Threat of atomic war any moment. Kamam nasritikus puram dhammamana madangita mohat grihitvasat graham pavatam te suchivataha. The demoniac taking shelter of insatiable lust, pride and false prestige and being disillusioned are always sworn to unclean work, attracted by the impermanent. Tintama and Primayam Cha, Pralayam Kamutasrita, Kamoka Voga Parama, Ikava Nishita, Asha Pasha Sakaya Parata, Kamakoda Parayana, Iyante Kama Vogartam, and Yayana Kurpanchaya. They believe that to gratify the senses and to the end of life is the prime necessity of human civilization, that there is no end to their anxiety. Being bound by hundreds and thousands of desires, by lust and anger, they secure money by illegal means for sense gratification.
Mm-hmm. He's trading the cards already.
He's in perfect for the court. The purport
is but what?
So all those sin. Wonderfully fun. So I read all the purports. In every civilized human society, there is some set of strict rules and regulations which have fallen from the beginning, especially among the Aryans, those who adopt a vague civilization and who are known as the most advanced civilized peoples. Those who do not follow the scriptural injunctions are supposed to be demons. Therefore, it is stated here that the demons do not know the scriptural rules, nor do they have any inclination to follow them. Most of them do not know them, and even if some of them know, they have not the tendency to follow them. They have no faith, nor are they willing to act in terms of the very injunctions. The demons are not clean, either externally or internally. One should always be careful to keep his body clean by bathing, brushing teeth, changing clothes, etc. As far as internal cleanliness is concerned, one should always remember the holy names of God and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The demons neither like nor follow all these rules for external and internal cleanliness. As for behavior, there are many such rules and regulations guiding human behavior. They take it for granted that all manifestation of diversity is a display of ignorance. Just as in the dream we may create so many things which actually have no existence, so when we are awake we shall see that everything is simply a dream. But factually, although the demons say that life is a dream, they are very expert in enjoying this dream. And so, instead of acquiring knowledge,
the whole case is prepared.
Mm-hmm.
The whole defense is prepared by Krishna.
Because then you'll know it. Naturally, nobody has tried to present Bhagavad Gita like this.
this or that.
I mean, it's reacting.
Not reacting. Make your defense measure. I'm standing on the most heavy. Transmigration? The morning, eh?
Yes.
Explain.
I'm explaining that whenever a person is thinking, that's his desire. At the time of death, the desire is very prominent. So he takes a body according to that desire. And then he describes exactly how it happens. That the subtle body carries the soul, just like the air carries the aroma of the flower, into the seminal of the man, to the woman, who supplies the ingredients, and the body comes out. This way, that was from one body to another.
Thank you.